This is the honest, true story of Bryce Belcher, no sugarcoating, just honest truth. You may know him somehow. You may have seen him on Mastodon or anywhere else on the internet or in person. He is a blind man living in Columbus, Ohio, and he has tons of ways of being productive and busy. He's involved with many hobbies, such as radio, AI and technology, gaming, podcasting, sharing videos, and hanging out with friends. He's very smart, though he'll play dumb just to fool you, and he'll actually show you what he's worth. He values connection. Whether it be online or offline, he tries to be close with those who he loves. If he likes you, you'll start seeing the signs. He'll talk to you, hang out with you, even if it means a hug at the end. If he doesn't like you, he'll tell you to fuck off. Okay, well, maybe not that way, unless he's really, really pissed off. He's always happy to reunite with those who he hasn't seen in a while, just like recently. As I mentioned before, Bryce is a creator. His YouTube channel is sitting at 703 subscribers, and his channel has been up since March 5th, 2017. Though he doesn't stick to one particular thing on his channel ranges from balloon releases to recordings he's done on the radio, AI stuff, and his own series, The Bryce Talk Show. In addition to that, he makes app reviews and product reviews. He might even share some funny memes. He is a vlogger, though it depends on what he wants to do and the situation and the environment he's in. He's not your everyday vlogger, but he does like to vlog. He has also done TTS skits, although not that much, but he has produced that, along with some gaming videos. He also has a TikTok page that he's had since February 2020, a month before the coronavirus became a pandemic. Just like his YouTube, he has a variety of content shared. His most viewed video of all time was a balloon release in 2023 that got caught in a power line nearby. People have been watching it since spring and summer 2023, although not much people have been watching it since the start of 2024. He'll tell you it straight. He isn't afraid to share opinions, whether it would be talking to someone in person or talking online. He tries to be careful what he says, especially to his family who he has multiple conflicts with. But the frustrations get to the best of him because he's living with them all the time. Some of the conflicts include church attendance, some things that he can't say, although he does them anyway, the kind of music he can get into, along with movies, TV, books, etc. Although this might not be as true today as it was once back then, but he always has the sense that there's some control freaks here. As he grew older, he felt the need for it back then, as he was learning things and wasn't knowing any better. Although in his adult life, it really gets him going. He feels he missed a part of certain things of his childhood, which he blames his parents for. The most common reason for their strictness and sheltering is their beliefs, which is the Christian lifestyle they live by. He still does things that normally they wouldn't give a damn about, but he doesn't care. He wants to be different, so he'll try to live a certain way he prefers to. He's not going to sit idly by and have them control everything, even if it isn't complete independence. The second reason is because of his disability, which is somewhat of a reason of being overprotective, but the beliefs aspect is just fucked up. He'll still try to make himself at home, even though he wants to leave. Over the lifetime, he has made documents and audio recordings talking about his frustrations with being where he is. It's like he doesn't know what to do with himself. You may see him act one way in one place, indifferent than the other, but he's trying to be himself without people trying to say what he should be. He just can't be himself. It's like he's trapped in a way. Worst of all, he feels he wants people to not come over here because he doesn't want them to see the kind of shit that goes down here. He's got different values than they do, different priorities, things he wants to get involved with, and they just don't give a fuck. He enjoys bars, but he doesn't go that often, though he wants to do clubbing, although people are just so dumb nowadays. Plus, with everything going on, you'd be paying this shitload of money, even just to get in. Think about it. You'd be paying money left and right even when you're in there, but you can't always trust people in there too. Next, let's discuss his preferring to go to Florida all the time. He's been going since he was 9 years old in 2010, and he's continued to go since. Nowadays, he even likes it more. You see, he likes to do everything outside, including hanging out in the pool or just having something to eat outside. There's lots of great shops and great events down there. He does like to go to grandma's in Naples, but he's also been in Punta Gorda in Disney World in Orlando, and Miami for a cruise. He's interested in the Ultra Music Festival, although he doubts he'd get down there for that. It's where he belongs after all. It's a lot better than this shitty old dump, as he calls it. One time he flew back to Ohio, and once he got out of there, he said, "I think I made a mistake." In fact, last year in the beginning of the year, he made a song with an app called Volico. Get this, his song was called "I Just Came Back Home, and I Hate It." That proves he tells it like it is, just by that stunning title. That just proves he loves being there, rather than where he is right now, and prefers to be there instead. In fact, when he was down in Naples this March, he made a song called "Guess Who's Back." It was like a hip-hop old-school 90s track. He did all that with Suno. He talks about what he'll be doing, and talks about preferring to be there instead. Even though he calls Ohio shitty and a dump, there are things he appreciates and likes, although it's not much. Being with his family, except for the ones he's living with now, and spending time with friends. But he also enjoys some events, like fairs and festivals, and the Columbus Air Show, which is returning in 3 weeks, and it wouldn't be Ohio without Buckeye football. That's right. But other than that, given the things I just said, he'd rather be down there instead. He's tired of living that life that he does here, and thinks that it would be a lot better if he left. He thinks that even though it's not always perfect, but it's pretty damn close in Florida. He's been there enough to know it. There may be places he hasn't been, but he knows where he's at. Now let's get into his music. Lately, he has been using AI for creation, but also for extracting vocals and instruments from any song. He has been using StemRoller on his computer a lot nowadays. He does pay for Moisés, but wonders if he should cancel it, because he's been using StemRoller lately instead. Though he still does use Moisés to put songs through their butt, he has been using StemRoller. Plus, with the new PC he got, it doesn't take long to process tracks. It took much longer on the Dell laptop he had, but he still used it. He pays for Moisés yearly, not monthly. He enjoys doing this, and then he can listen to how the song sounds like in different tracks, especially vocals and instrumentals. But he also does other tracks aside from that. He tries to do a lot with it, like using the files to mash up a song, or even AI covers, or just casual listening. He has used some of the instrumentals in his videos. He recently got Ableton Live 12 authorized on his computer because they have fixed a lot of the accessibility issues with the latest versions. Previously, he tried out Ableton Live 9 back in 2019, and the accessibility with screen readers was so bad. So bad, in fact, it wasn't long before he deleted it. He mainly started out with GarageBand on iOS. In high school, he was a part of the marching band until he graduated. He's done a lot of music stuff, even in school, aside from that. This also includes concerts. He tries to think of ideas for his next big thing. He'll go through the sounds he wants to use you in Ableton and go from there. He also does podcasting with his show, The Bryce Podcast. He started it back in 2018 with the Anchor app, way before it rebranded as Spotify for Podcasters, now known as Spotify for Creators. He talks about everything from his life, news stories he's interested in, technology, year in reviews, and sometimes some ramblings. Aside from that, he does the Bryce Talk Show, which is a seasonal audio-only show on YouTube, like in a podcast setting, except it has seasons instead of just episodes. That has been going on for a while as well. He used to record his episodes with a video camera on his phone and video edit them. But now he just uses audio editing software, and he'll have a background to go with the audio. Although the Bryce Talk Show came way before he had YouTube, he had an iCloud shared album where he would share pictures and videos with those he invited and with the public link as well. This was before he did podcasting at school, although he was more interested in that when he did that. Once he finally got on YouTube, he did that. He really likes remote-controlled helicopters. He crashes them into everything, but he flies them good. He gets those at 5 below. Sometimes he'll crash it into stuff on accident, and sometimes on purpose for laughs. These helicopters can go super crazy. The bad thing? No replacement blades, so if you break it, you're fucked. He'll get it on TVs and other household appliances. He is big on radio. In fact, it started in the beginning. He recorded radios off cassette tapes, though unfortunately, he doesn't have those. As he got older, he was bad at putting his digital recorder near the radio speaker, which he admitted that it's not something you should do, instead use a line and source. He has walkie-talkies, and he has a handheld CB radio. He also likes DXing, getting long-distance reception. He has a shortwave radio, although this year he had to replace his old Texan PL-8080 radio because his antenna got screwed up to the point where the screw came off, making it loose. And to add insult to injury, it happened when he went down to Florida over the beginning of the year. He also has a 7WFM transmitter, which he got last year to replace his old 0.5WFM transmitter. It has a much larger antenna than the old one. In fact, he has a carbon monoxide detector at home, and when he first set it up, it did those three beeps, which means malfunction. For context, the carbon monoxide detector is in the hallway close to where the room of where he does his stuff. He had the idea of aiming the antenna a little further from the door. That way it doesn't always go off. If he aims it to that direction again, it will go off. He does have social media presence on Mastodon, as I said before. He was a part of the Dragon's Cave, which is a Germany-based server-blind community space on Mastodon. People from all over the world have joined it. He was later banned from it last year because he was sharing a recording from a place called Team Talk, and the recording was out of line. Then he joined Convo.casa, an African maid server. He is still active on there today. He even joined an audio sharing platform called AudioPub, made by one single developer, one man. It is a great way of sharing audio, and it's open sourced as well. It's a great alternative to AnyAudio.net. You can share your audio and listen and download other people's audio. He joined it last year when the website was released, and then he was banned from it this year because he showed a recording of him taking over a Christian radio station with his FM transmitter, which the mods didn't like, because he went crazy on that one. As last resort, he was using a place called Jacket.fm, another app made by one developer that got shut down recently because some people decided to give the app a bad name. It was a great place to share personal ramblings and creative stuff, just like he did on AudioPub, although he had Jacket when he still had his account up on AudioPub still. Lastly, did I mention he has humor? That's right, he's got lots of one-liners that he comes up with randomly. He's got ways of making people laugh their ass off. Those who know him know this fact. Whether it would be those funny random one-liner jokes he comes up with during conversations, or the funny stupid shit he does. Who knows, you might hear someone say that if you ask someone. They might tell you the same. In conclusion, Bryce is a cool-ass guy who does lots of cool, crazy shit. He's got that creative side, the side where he doesn't give a fuck, and will tell you how he's feeling if he knows you won't fuck him over in the end. He's got those musical ideas, and he even sings with Voloco. He's smart and can play dumb just to fool you when he feels the need to. And here he is now making this little audiobook with the Brian voice from 11 Labs.